I'm with Rob Beale of Maurice Owen. Rob, for the first time in 20 years, we have a Labour-led council now in Swindon from the recent elections. Do you think that will have any impact on the town from a business perspective?
I think it will, but I think it's going to take time to have impact and ripple through. I think what you've got is you've got a local council budget that effectively has a lot of constraint put on it from central government, and therefore they are still managing and trying to manage the finances in a similar parameter. But I expect what we will see is a change of focus of some of their policies in certain areas. And that's what we will then see, how that impacts on local businesses and local communities.
Right, because I kind of always pick up the national news, but of course local government can influence quite considerably, can't it? And there's different layers of local government, of course. So, you know, we've got parish councils as well as the borough. And then, of course, if you could be listening to this show and living in Wootton Bassett, where you would perhaps come under Wiltshire Council, etc. So there's different layers there. How do you think the local elections pave the way in that national picture? We talked earlier that you mentioned that there could be a coalition. That's definitely on the agenda. Clearly, at the moment, Labour are ahead, but I think Rishi Sunak is getting some plaudits in the way that he is quietly going about his business, isn't he? So there is something there that is pulling the Tories back a little bit. Who knows? Who knows? We could debate that, but probably more importantly, if there was a coalition, let me put this to you, that might be... They struggle to get things done. Maybe that might be a good thing, because we've talked before, boring can be good, particularly after Liz Truss.
Yeah, no, I think the country needs boring actually for a good period of time. I think what's going to be interesting is two things will unfold between now and the election. The first thing is, if you look at Rishi Sunak when he was Chancellor and the way the Conservatives have operated, it is likely that they have money up their sleeves, especially if economic growth is better than forecast, in order to start to do tax cuts from a political point of view to try and improve their position in the polls. The other thing I think that will be interesting is we're still in the stage, when I talk to people, that they hate the incumbent government because of all of this, that and the other, and as you talk about what happened last year, etc. With understandable reason. And therefore, naturally, you look to Labour. But the problem is, we don't really know Labour's economic policy. And I think as we start to get closer to the election, the argument of we don't know what the numbers are like, therefore we can't set out our manifesto, starts to become, no, you've got to tell us what you're going to do. If you want our vote, we need to understand your tax policies and what you're going to do for the economy. And a recent poll that I looked at suggested that there was something in the region of 45% of voters are they haven't made their minds up at this point in time. If you were to speak to a lot of them, they would probably say to you, yeah, I'm fed up of the current government. But when it comes down to it, a local election is one thing, a general election is something totally different. And it will be interesting to see how the polls narrow or don't as we get closer and closer to it.
Indeed, yeah, absolutely. Rob Beale, as ever, thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thanks.